for reminding me. Welcome to it. It's 11 minutes after 5. And as usual, as I am showering and getting ready for this morning's broadcast, taking very seriously our responsibilities here and what it is we're supposed to be doing, I had a revelation.
Yes.
I have come to understand something.
Mm.
The push to legalize drugs in this country is not about legalizing drugs. It has nothing to do with drugs at all.
And what does it have to do with?
They are forcing us to switch to the metric system.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, think about it. When you buy weed and drugs, you buy it in grams and, you know, kilos and all this kind of stuff. It's a push by the government to get us to go back to the metric system.
Back,
has nothing.
Back.
Well, remember, they tried for a while.
We never embraced the metric system.
They tried for a while. Wasn't it during the Carter administration they said, hey, we need to go metric?
I remember as a kid. Sure. It was being forced on us.
Sure. And I was trying to remember, okay, a yard is almost like a meter, and a kilometer is the kilometer is so many.
Is it so hard?
Huh?
Why is it so hard for us to embrace the ease of the metric system? Because when you think about it, it should be easier to understand than the way we do measurements in this country.
Well, I mean, and I agree with you. When you base your measurement on units of 10, I'm very used to, by the way.
It should be easy.
It should be very, very easy. You base your...
And yet we refuse to embrace it.
So a yard is 3 feet and a foot is 12 inches, and that has nothing to do with... Yes, I completely understand. Metric makes much more sense.
You know how we could have forced everyone to get over to the metric system once and for all?
Mm.
If they passed a law requiring the NFL to go metric. 8 meters for a first down.
Mm.
Longer than a yard.
Mm.
You know, the middle of the field is the 42-meter line.
Mm-hmm. 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 That is an interesting point. Sure, we
that
would have gotten...
That would be communists taking over our number one sport, of course.
But see, that was a perfect example of the government trying to indoctrinate the children in order to make a change in society, and it was an abysmal failure. They tried to teach us in school, this, that, and the other thing. And so, obviously, the government is now trying it again. They're trying it again. They say, well, we can't, you know, we're not doing so good indoctrinating the children. Although this Obama guy might be pretty good at it. He's more successful at it than anybody else. But it's like, let's go a different route. Let's hit the culture that is going to stay home, have a bunch of illegitimate kids, raise up the next generation to be a bunch of stoner, government-dependent wastes.
Are you saying that everybody who uses marijuana is like that?
No, not everybody. 9 out of 10. So it's a pretty...
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
There are people who eventually set aside their marijuana habit.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yeah, I experimented with this in high school or college. Yeah. I don't feel like being a stoner all the time.
No.
And many of them turn out to be just fine. But if you're an active marijuana user, you fall short of what you could be every single day that you use.
It's the same as if you are a daily drinker. You get off work, go and have 5-6 drinks, and the rest of your day is a haze, and you're kind of numb. You are not reaching your full potential.
So why do you think that you can't use marijuana, and I'm just suggesting this, recreational like you do with alcohol and have one drink or two drinks, opposed to drinking a six-pack every night?
I'm going to ask you a legitimate question because I honestly do not know. You smoke a joint. How long does it last?
How long does a joint last?
No, how long does the effect last on the body? How long are you taken out of commission? You're relaxed.
You know,
you're just chilled.
I'm told that today's...
You're told.
I'm told that today's current marijuana is much more potent than the stuff back in the 70s.
I love how you probably...
I don't smoke marijuana anymore.
You don't smoke it any less either.
Well, but I mean, they say that the current crop of marijuana is much more potent than the stuff back in the 70s. So the effect probably lasts a lot longer than it did back in the day.
So you have a drink... And the buzz lasts, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. You relax, and then you go about your day. You smoke a joint, and what, a couple hours?
I have no idea what the current...
Okay, but the point of it is if you're doing it every day, you're taking yourself out of commission. Now, there is nothing wrong with relaxing after a hard day. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if you choose to have a drink, you choose to... You know, eventually weed is going to become legal. We know this. But what Chris's point is, and it's true, you do it every day. Eventually, you are
like anything else.
Right. You are taking yourself out of the opportunity to be your best.
If you take pills every day, if you take over-the-counter pharmaceuticals every day that are supposed to mm-hmm. elevate your mood, mm-hmm. that's going to be bad.
We are shunning those things. And in marijuana, the movement is go ahead and do it. It's okay. I mean, imagine for a moment that this is not the Wisconsin Morning News, but it's the Denver Morning News.
But the argument is
the
that
show would be so different.
The argument is you've got a substance that grows in the ground and it's natural and it's been used for thousands of years for medicinal purposes.
I don't care where it comes from.
And it's illegal. And yet you go to the pharmacy and you've got shelves of artificial crap to elevate our mood that are legal.
All right, but we're doing the Denver Morning News, and I announce on the air today that I'm going to start a marijuana habit because it's legal here.
Right.
That I am going to, like someone else might have a beer, I'm going to go home and roll joints and whatever.
Right.
Who's going to be enthusiastic about working with me?
It all depends on how you do your job going forward. mm-hmm. And just because you are going to smoke a joint once in a while does not mean that your job performance is going to deteriorate to the point.
Of course it is.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it is.
Well, Tom, you said
any more than if you have one or two drinks a night that your job performance is going to deteriorate.
It most certainly will.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. I'm telling you the absolute truth. You go home, you drink a couple drinks every night. You roll a joint every night. Your job performance.
Doctors will tell you that one beer a night is good for you. It helps with your blood flow.
You are diminishing your capability. And obviously you don't agree because, you used to use a lot. WSAU.
You have no idea what I did.
No, I can tell.